Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Brooke Tansley. She is the Executive Artistic Director for Folk Light Film Club, which is sort of a tongue twister, but it's a very interesting concept and a project that has just started here in the North Bay, and we're excited to have you here. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about Folk Light Film Club. What is this?
It is essentially it's a wine club inspired membership experience around making a movie. So we make a movie, and people who join, members, they attend 9 different events that take them through the development, pre-production, production, and post of a feature film that they actually get to influence along the way.
Hmm. Wow. So how do people become a member of the club? What do you do?
They go to the website and they sign up and come to the events. The first event, the first thing members do is they fill out the Tell Us Your Story survey. Mm-hmm. And we ask some questions and invite people to share their personal stories with us. And then we give those stories to our screenwriter that writes a narrative screenplay inspired by our local members. So we're kind of calling it the first work of film terroir, where we're going to have this film that really captures the spirit of these people in this place at this time.
Yeah.
Along the membership, members go to events such as the table read of the script that's in development, which is something that normally is only attended by the producers and the director and the actors. The first film I was ever in was Music and Lyrics with Hugh Grant and Drew Barrymore. And that's something that is just very exciting and exclusive, that is not normally something that people can attend that are outside of that like core production group. So that we're turning into a club event. And members can come to a panel discussion with the filmmakers and the cast the day after we wrap shooting the film in April. Another event, of course, at the end is the members' red carpet premiere, where we all get to enjoy this movie together inspired by our people.
Exactly. Have a little hoity-toity thing with the champagne and the red carpet.
We're doing it. Nice. We're taking all the fun stuff from Hollywood and we're bringing it here.
Oh, good. I love that.
And one of the events is a concert of the original soundtrack, so we're reaching out to singer-songwriters to create music for the movie as well.
Oh, wow.
And so there are 9 different events. Mm-hmm. Some events are more hands-on experiences. So we're putting together one-day shoots for member-made short films. So if we have people that join that have an interest in screenwriting or cinematography or acting, you get to do a member short film, and then it'll screen in a movie theater at our Member Shorts Festival, and your friends and family can come see it. And it's, you get a fully produced short film for essentially about the cost of dinner and drinks.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about the things we're going to get to do. I'm really excited about the people who are joining. So one point of confusion for people is that, they're like, wow, this sounds like a lot. I don't know if I can make that commitment. But it's really just roughly every 3 months, there's a fun, unique, interesting thing to do. And that's it. The rest of the membership you do at your leisure online. You would log into your online account and you can do things like watch 3 audition videos and vote for who you want to play a role in your movie.
Wow.
You can vote for the poster design. You can vote for what you want the title of the movie to be. And one interesting thing is that members, like, should these films go out in the world and make money, members get to say where that money goes. So that money can go toward local schools. It can go toward a local 501c3 service organization of their choice. Because we really want this to be something that's really homegrown and about our community and benefiting our community.
This is a really interesting way to look at movie making, because it has seemed like something that is way out of anyone's realm of possibility, unless you're one of the select few, the cream of the crop, the most lucky person ever.
You know, what this... Okay, I'm glad you said that, because essentially what I did was ask myself, if the whole entertainment industry never existed, And we just had storytelling, which began as this prehistoric worldwide tradition that served to just bring communities closer together through our shared stories and our wisdom and values. And somehow we got the technology of the motion picture.
Right.
And we went from this beautiful prehistoric worldwide tradition to Harvey Weinstein. So what we're doing is asking the question, say that never happened. Say the people that made an industry of movie making and storytelling through that medium of film, say that never happened. How would we do it? And what we're doing essentially is we're taking storytelling through the medium of film and we're bringing it back to storytelling's roots in bringing our community closer together through our shared stories, our shared wisdom and values, and quality time spent together. But Hollywood did happen, and some of it's really fun. So we're taking all the fun parts,
right,
and we're bringing the fun parts here, and we're putting our community at the center of that.
So how are you writing the story? How does that come together?
We have, did you ever see A Beautiful Mind?
No, I didn't actually, but I know someone who was in it, which is ridiculous. I never saw it. I'm sorry.
There's this really wild scene in Beautiful Mind. So that's the story of John Nash, who is a Fields Medal winner. And he also was mentally ill. And he, you know, there's also an Always Sunny in Philadelphia scene that's kind of like this, where it's, you know, he had all the scraps of paper on the wall and looking for secret messages in newspapers and in books and like the string, you know, those scenes that you see
with
the strings on the wall and you see like, oh, wow, this person's really not well.
Right.
It's probably going to be like a more fun version of that. So our screenwriter, Bradley Fowler, his last film that was released starred Ed Asner. It was kind of a fantasy version of The Notebook, I would say. And then his next film he has coming out is a dark psychological thriller. And this is a screenwriter that I know and I admire, and I've seen him work very well in multiple genres.
Sure.
And he's accustomed to writing to what he has.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, this is just a very blown up version of that. We're going to take, here are the surveys, here are the people that we have, here are their personal stories, here's what's important to them, here are the locations we have.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Find the movie in here.
Huh. Is there any sort of trend? Because you have started to sign people up.
We have started to sign people up, and it's interesting to see what people are saying. There are some specific questions we ask about specific topics. We ask about, you know, would you be interested in seeing a film about that some way ties into the fires? And for the most part, people are saying no. I think people may be ready to move on. We have people are writing in. There's a section where you can write in whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of people have written in that the local issue that they're most interested in is homelessness.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So I think homelessness and the housing crisis and how those two issues are essentially one and the same.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
And you know what's interesting is that kind of topic is sort of universal, right?
It doesn't
have to be just a North Bay story. It's certainly very important to us here.
Yeah.
But it can connect with a wider audience, for sure.
I think it can. I think the luxury that we have, first of all, I don't think what we're doing has ever been done before.
Yeah.
And that makes sense because essentially, you know, I've spent 29 years in the entertainment industry, and I was brought up here in 2011 for the first time with Transcendence Theater Company.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to stay here halfway through the 2013 season. And 6 hours after I decided to stay, I met my husband. And now we live on the river in Guerneville. And we have our beautiful little girl. But it was really through getting to know Sonoma County and also getting to know the wine industry through my husband. He's the hospitality manager at William Selyem.
Mm-hmm.
And asking, like, I wonder, like, what can we do that people up here, they already know and love, that's kind of already part of the culture, that, and how can we adapt that to the entertainment industry?
Yeah.
And so essentially it was just like, I wonder if we made a wine club, but we made movies instead.
Right.
You know, like usually you get your wine in the spring, you get your wine in the fall, you go to some events at the winery.
Sure.
So this is, you go to 9 events that tie in with the movie that we're making.
It's such a creative idea. I love
this.
And
then what if just like the grapes come from this land? What if the story and all the creative content, like everything was inspired by the people here? So we're kind of also calling it the world's first farm to table film, where our local members are the farm and our professional Hollywood creative team is the chef.
Yeah. Where are you getting your team of filmmakers?
Most of the department heads are coming from LA, and we're going to fill in the crew with local people. I don't know if I can say this yet, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. We're talking to Windsor High School and their film program. I just met with Jim Evans, who is just a treasure over there, and talking about like how we can get the kids involved
on
set.
Wow, that's really cool. And I know also that the Sonoma Valley Film Festival also encourages student films and locally produced films, too.
Kevin McNeely. Kevin McNeely is incredible. He's really gotten an incredible film program together there. And they have state-of-the-art equipment to work with, too.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Kevin as well.
That's so exciting.
How we can work together.
I love this. I'm talking with Brooke Tansley. She is the executive artistic director for this brand new project, Folk Light Film Club. So what is the website and how do people sign up?
You go to folklightfilmclub.com and all the info is there. It's $79 a quarter, and it's less if you pay all in one lump sum or you join with other people. So it's kind of less than the average wine club.
But it's pretty accessible if someone wants that experience of being a part of a film.
Yeah, and it's interesting because people are so far are drawn to very different aspects of the membership.
Yeah.
Some people are just really all about the events, and they just want to like do these unique things and have a good time and go to the premieres and go to the concert, go to the shorts festival. And other people are really interested in doing these member shorts and having a more hands-on experience and are really more interested in the engagement, which I'm glad that it's appealing to a lot of different wants and needs in the community.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
So what is your timeline?
Our membership enrollment period is now.
Okay.
And membership closes November 1st.
Oh, okay. So pretty quickly here.
That's really quickly. And that's important to note because that's different from a wine club. A wine club is you join whenever you want, you leave whenever you want. But this is a contained experience that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And if anybody... if you miss the boat this time around, there isn't another opportunity to join until 2020.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So now time is of the essence, right?
Yes. Time is of the essence. Now's the time if this sounds interesting to you and you're like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Go to our website, sign up. Love to have you on board. The people that are joining, the stories they have are fascinating. And I think it's just a really great opportunity to shine the light on our local folks, which is why we called our company Folk Light.
I love this. How does your funding come together? Because making a film can be an expensive
thing. It is. It's the film is funded through membership.
Okay.
So membership pays for the film, it pays for the events, and it pays for the digital engagement.
Mm-hmm. What about sponsorships? Do you have any larger sponsors?
In January, after harvest is over, we're going to start approaching people for sponsorships.
I believe it.
So in January, we're going to really kick off our sponsorship drive and capital campaign.
Okay.
So the first 2 years, because this is an entirely new concept, maybe for the world.
Yeah.
It's going to take kind of the first 2 year membership cycle, I think, to kind of have our proof of concept. So, because some people that, I've been running around Sonoma County and Marin County and Napa County and Mendocino County for 5 months telling people about this thing. And some people are really getting in it right away. But most people really need to see it.
Sure.
And so after we do the first one, then we'll have something to really show. And I imagine that we'll be sustainable through memberships alone. Mm-hmm. But for the first 2 years, there's going to be a lot of traditional fundraising. We are a 501c3. So that's going to be a big component for this first go.
And that's exciting to know, too, that, you know, when this film project is completed, when you have that film, that it could then potentially go on to raise money for different nonprofits or causes that we believe in.
Yes. And you kind of you touched on this before. The creative luxury we have is that we're not financially dependent on the entertainment industry at large.
Right.
And the built into the entertainment industry are a lot of casting conventions and writing conventions that really, in my opinion, block the art from being really true to life. And I think we miss a lot of opportunities for more people to connect with a lot of the art that's coming out of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. For example, you know, and these are things we've internalized and we take for granted and we see over and over again, or don't see. Like you never see a pregnant person in a TV show or in a movie where it's not about that. But if you're going to walk around and do your day, you're going to see maybe or interact with like a pregnant cashier at wherever. You know, these are people who exist in the world. You rarely see people who are overweight, who are not just solely in a plot line that's regarded that is about that. And everybody knows people of all body types are doing their day like everyone else is doing their day and living their lives and not thinking about it all the time.
Right.
You know, you never see, you know, women in the wild do not organize themselves into perfect friend trios of one brunette and one blonde and one redhead. You know, that's not the way the world works.
Yes.
And so the people who built the entertainment industry, for the most part, were straight white men who wanted to reflect their fantasies. And the what we now kind of call the golden age of Hollywood was about creating illusion and fantasy. And I think what we're seeing now in what I believe is the golden era of television is we're seeing all of that broken down. And we're starting to see a lot of different types of people. And we're getting to connect more deeply with more a larger range of stories.
Right.
And that's what I really want to do with Folklight. I really want to take these things that are impediments to more people connecting to the art. And I want more people to see themselves on screen. So this is, we're not beholden to and we don't have to fight against the forces in Hollywood that don't want that, mm-hmm. that want to keep reflecting illusion and fantasy. And that really speaks to my heart. And I am finding, and I hope that really connects with North Bay people, because I can assure you there are no Hollywood bigwigs asking what North Bay people want.
Yes.
And asking, who are you and what's important to you?
Right.
And we want to reflect that.
I am talking with Brooke Tansley. She's the executive director for Folklight Film Club. And this is sort of, as she's described it, a wine club-based film membership, I guess, where you are part of the whole production of the film from the beginning to the end. You can be as involved, as uninvolved, as passive as you'd like to be. And there's lots of different events. And it's very affordable in terms of being involved in a film. $79 per quarter is not that much to put forward.
No.
And then at the end of it, we have this story that we told.
I think
it's exciting.
Creatively, we get to make it really specific to Sonoma County and Mendocino County, Napa County, Marin County people. We get to really focus on what's important to people here.
Mm-hmm.
And like we were saying before, we don't have to replicate these conventions in Hollywood that don't necessarily reflect real people living their real lives.
Right. Is it going to be filmed here?
It's going to be filmed here in April.
Okay.
But we know that really specific stories told really well do resonate, like you said, with a larger audience.
Sure, yeah.
So we expect that they will. We've got a filmmaking team that has a track record of seeing their films distributed.
Mm-hmm.
And we do feel like the movies we make will resonate with a wider audience. And the potential for that is that we get to, you know, take the money that these movies make and send it back here into our community.
That's so cool.
It's really exciting to get to do that and to have the freedom. It's really the membership structure that allows this whole thing to happen. It's, you know, the people that this concept is speaking to are coming forward and saying, yes, I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of this here. But it is a movement, I believe. And I think that we're taking, you know, just the concept of taking storytelling and focusing it, refocusing it on a local community and not just some faraway place in Southern California that people don't largely feel connected to.
That's another actually very important point, that we have been living in a kind of situation where people do feel disconnected, like my story isn't represented, or we're not connected to each other because we're telling such opposing stories in the political world. But there are things that are very common, despite, you know, your background, whatever. And those are probably going to be those things that are going to filter through and become part of the story.
Yeah, that's what we're aiming for.
I love it. And you can find out more and sign up, and do sign up before November 1st. That is the cutoff date for this first round of crowdsourced us making this kind of film thing at folklightfilmclub.com. Thank you so much, Brooke. This is
Thank
very exciting.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited. I think we're going to be able to do great things with this and bring people closer together.
And you're going to be hecka busy.
Yes. Oh my gosh. But that's what I want.
As the executive artistic director, you're overseeing a lot of things that are going on?
I'm wearing a lot of hats. I'm going to be the one, you know, making all the things happen for the first 2 years. And, you know, we'll see after the first 2 years if we can hire a few more people and grow this thing and really create the community around this.
Yeah, so cool. Again, the website, if you want to learn more, if you want to sign up and be a part of this, is folklightfilmclub.com. Brooke, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Brooke Tansley, the Executive Artistic Director for Folklight Film Club. I'm Michelle Marquis, and this is Sonoma County Focus.